Chillicothe inbounds it to Aaron Gilliland. Gilliland right wing. Feeds it to McKinney. Goes through McKinney's legs and into the base drum of the Chili Peppers. 25-14, Smithville's ball with an 11-point lead. Second half just underway. Up top, Imhoff looks it off, backs it out, hands it to Maddie Nelson. Circle left to Kylie Nelson. Waters up top, around the horn they go again. Baseline right, 10 away, Nelson. Or check it, that was Imhoff hitting the side of the backboard, but gets the ball ricocheted back into her. And they set it up again, does Smithville. Tried to backdoor inside to Imhoff. Graves saw what was coming, had the steal, and then was fouled, pushing off the call on Smithville.
Fouls on number 23, Paige Imhoff.
Paige Imhoff, her second foul. First foul of the second half. Graves gets the ball to cross. Ooh, Graves gets the ball to cross the line, hands it back to Williams. Imhoff tried to sell a charge, didn't get it sold, but instead Williams did step on the out-of-bounds line. So no foul, but they did get a turnover. Nelson across the timeline. High post to Imhoff. Drives inside, off the glass, didn't get it to fall. Barnett with a rebound. Aaron Gilliland across the timeline. Works a high post to McKitty. Looks inside. Nobody home. Hands it to Barnett. Long range deuce. Mackenzie Barnett from head of the key. Couldn't get it to fall. And Smithville brings it down court. Throws it away. Smithville's leaving the door open for Chillicothe. Chillicothe just not able to get the ball through the basket. No one has scored here in the first 2 minutes of this second half for either team. Gilliland top of the key, left wing. Williams up top. Graves out to Williams. Three ball off the rim. Didn't get it to fall. And then loses it out of bounds. Tries to haul in the rebound. Couldn't quite do it. Pass down court. Underneath. Nelson couldn't get it to fall. Kylie Nelson missed a good opportunity there for Smithville. And the scoring drought continues for both teams. McKitty, high post, drives inside, loses the basketball. Pocket picked by Maddie Nelson. Down court to Kylie Nelson again. This time she scores and is fouled.
Basket by Kylie Nelson.
And which Chillicothe players fouled?
Madison Williams
with the foul. First team foul, her first as well. And Kylie Nelson looking for the three-point play. Gets it to fall. Turns a three-point play, and it's a 14-point lead once again. They've doubled up, 28-14. Get a pass into Maggie Graves at the free throw line, and bodies collide. And every team now knows about the skills of Maggie Graves, and her easy 20-point nights are going to be a thing of the past, as she will face the toughest defenders on every team she faces now. Third foul on Waters. Second team foul on Smithville. Williams tries to get it inbound, stolen by the girl right in front of her. Couldn't get it over Paige Imhoff's head. And one Smithville fan claps. The rest are quietly watching the ball game in front of me. Right side, Pierce. Up top to Imhoff. Feed in underneath to Maddie Nelson, and another whistle. Or check it, that's Sabrina Golubski.
Fouls on number 25, Samantha McKitty, her first.
McKitty with her first, second team foul. 28-14, Golubski looking for her first points tonight. First one is in.
Checking in for Smithville, number 3, Kelsey Mothershed.
Kelsey Mothershed checks in now. And it's a 16-point lead, biggest of the game. Back court, timeout. Chillicothe has to take a timeout. They couldn't get the ball down court. We're back after this. 30-14, we're back after this on KCHI. Chillicothe will inbound it following the timeout from behind the midcourt stripe. And Gilliland across the timeline. Up top to McKitty. Back door always closed, so they have to go back out. That back door play just doesn't work tonight. Barnett. Loose basketball picked up by Graves. Graves drives, hangs it on the rim, and scores from the left side. Maggie Graves for two. She's got 7 to lead her team. That's her first 2-point bucket tonight. Has had several free throws. Chillicothe knocks the ball out of bounds, and it's Smithville's basketball. Imhoff will inbound it. They go up top to Pierce. Pierce now left side, looks off a tray. Up top to Maddie Nelson, back to Pierce. There's the 3-ball she wanted, didn't get. Rebound Imhoff in the right place at the right time.
Basket by Maddie Nelson.
And shovels it to Nelson, and Maddie Nelson with a bucket. 16-point lead in.
Fouls on number 3 for Smithville, Kelsey Mothershed.
Kelsey her Mothershed second. With her second foul.
Checking in for Chillicothe, number 31, Haley Jones.
Haley Jones checks in for Chillicothe. Gets McKitty a breather. And Gilliland pancaked between two players on the inbounds play. She was double covered, they fired her the ball. Okay. Bucket is good by Galewski. And Haley Jones with the foul.
Checking in for Smithville, number 20.
34-16. Smithville with the lead. Biggest lead of the game now, 18. This would make it 19, and that's what we have. And Galewski with 5. And there's Graves with the bucket. Maggie Graves now with 9. 35-18. Maddie Nelson up top. Left side to Migletz. Taryn Mosby over right side. 3-ball for Maddie Nelson.
2-point basket by her number 12, deuce. Maddie Nelson.
Thought it was a tray. It was actually a deuce. She's got 10 now. Bethany Pierce with 10 in the first half. 37-18. 19-point lead now for Smithville. Goes over to Gilliland on the right wing. Feed it inside to Williams. Williams puts it up in the double team. Doesn't get it to fall. But Graves is there for the rebound and the stick back. Her third straight bucket. And whistle away from the basketball.
Foul.
Blocking foul.
Taryn Mosby for Smithville.
Taryn Mosby, her first.
Paige
Imhoff checks back in for Smithville. 37-20, Chillicothe's ball, trailing by 17, 2:33 left in the third quarter. Williams spun, lost the basketball. Smithville sends it down court, working her way through two defenders and then missing it right underneath the bucket. Mothershed. Gets the rebound, kicks it out. Free throw line all alone. Miglitz didn't get it to fall. And a jump ball on the rebound. It is Smithville's basketball. 2:04 left in the third. 37-20, 17-point lead for Smithville. On the three-point line, baseline right. I don't know why you don't just take a step back and try a three-ball, but I'm not the coach. Whistle on Smithville.
Fouls on Smithville.
Charging call.
Paige Imhoff
called for the charging call, her third foul. 2 minutes left in the quarter. 37-20. Chillicothe looking to get a little bit closer. Down by 17. Jones at the high post pivots. Gets it to Williams. Williams, free throw line, wasn't there. Rebound Nelson. Send it down court. And Madison Williams with a denial, the block of Miglitz. Williams with a rare block. Still a 17-point Smithville lead with a minute 25 left to play. Barnett will check in. Traveling call, Chillicothe.
Checking in for Chillicothe, number 21, Lexi Snyder.
Sohn took one too many steps. Snyder checks in now for Barnett, and it is Smithville's basketball backcourt with a minute 18 left to play in the third. Chillicothe Smithville girls MEC. Nelson works it between the circles. Snyder comes up, applies a little pressure. Nelson goes to the hole. Can't get it to fall. Jones with a rebound. Gilliland across the timeline with under a minute to play in the third. High post to Jones. Looking inside. Can't get it to Snyder. Gets it to Williams. Free throw line jumper. Count it.
Madison Williams.
Madison with 7 points now. 37-22. Smithville still with the lead. They've led since the opening 5-0 run. But Chillicothe's gotten it down to 15 now. Underneath, couldn't get it to fall for Maddie Nelson. Chillicothe clears out the rebound. Chillicothe could finish the third on a little bit of a positive note with back-to-back buckets. Graves, high post right. Tries to dribble once, has her pocket picked by Mothershed. She lays it up. Another missed layup from point-blank range by the Smithville team. Williams running deuce from the free throw line at the buzzer is no good. So we have played three quarters, and it is Smithville 37, Chillicothe 22. We're back after this on KCHI.